Good afternoon. My blog for today is why mothers would make good spies. Why is it that just because you're a mother pushing a pram or a swing that you are deaf and it doesn't really matter what is said in her presence? It's so downgrading to we women who do have brains and we do know what to do with them. We also know how to organise, and were we to begin processing only half of what is ignorantly said around us, then woe be to the leaders of the world. If I had a mind to, I would begin such a career as a spy, because honestly, the amount of information I've heard in my lifetime would have exposed many people in leadership positions to the point of self-destruction on their part. Maybe you are prejudged as only a mother with babes. Maybe those that observe you casually are not able to credit you with any brains of your own, or what's worse, the ability to use them. Take note of this particular cell phone exchange that a fellow mother heard from just a few short feet away. And I quote, "Yes, yes, that's great," he yelled into his cell phone. Bill English will be the decoy. Everyone will be so focused on the election they won't even notice," end of quotes. And you wonder why WikiLeaks exists. Journalists can be notorious at times, but imagine if their ears were subjected to such a conversation only because at that time their role as a mother was overtaking the bring home the bacon role they usually play. But it's not only in parks that you hear such conversations. I have heard secrets being discussed in the queue at the bank, in the queue at the supermarket, in the airport, and even on a bus. It's easy to ignore such conversations, but sometimes the information being discussed suddenly becomes juicy and your ears automatically begin to tune in by themselves. You probably weren't even the least bit interested at the beginning of the call. Quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of sharing my ear space with people who have financial difficulties, discussing them quite freely and without apparent embarrassment right behind me when I'm making my way up the aisle in the supermarket. What about the man who was making a movie deal? And then there was the time I overheard the trumped up outcome of a pending court case. And then there are the indiscreet bosses who discuss their employees and the reasons for their terminations. And their one is just sitting or standing close nearby, ears flapping. And what if you suddenly realised that they were speaking about someone you knew personally, or worse still, it was you they were laughing about and didn't realise you were right next to them at the time? Secrets are being transferred and bandied about publicly every day in the weirdest of places. Public restrooms, airplanes, trains, buses, jewellery stores. It is amazing where gossip, and sometimes gossip that could prove quite dangerous to the public safety, is shared in an open space. Admitting that you might be an author or a journalist or someone who knows how to transfer such secrets out into the public very quickly could be your undoing. But would that person really care? No, they're too wrapped up in their supposedly private conversation to take any notice of what you're saying until the next day when they see their picture in the paper and a recording being played of what was being said right then. Red-faced and downright in denial usually comes next, making liars out of them as well as those who are forwarding their private conversation material into the world. But then that's how life happens, isn't it? Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.